home? I said, you don't get home till 6 o'clock. He said, I know, but I leave at 3 o'clock. He said, it takes that long to get home. I was blown away that we were leaving. I was having such a good time. I said, can't we stay longer? He said, no, we got to go. I got to pick up all my riders. So, you know, going through Atlanta, that was pretty amazing, you know, just looking at the buildings and everything. Mm-hmm. I was very aware of Atlanta. But
what about, you know, you were driving in car to do this. Have you know a lot about cars? Or
do I?
Yeah.
No, not much. I know how to drive them pretty well, but a lot of people in my family grew up working on cars, and that was kind of a thing back then. I mean, most people, I think, did a lot of their own automotive work out of necessity, but my cousins and my dad knew how to work on cars a good bit, although he didn't do it. He could do minor things, but a lot of my cousins had, you know, tools and everything, but I was just never into it. I'd rather be skinning a possum than working on an automobile, so I was, you know, out there where the possums were.
Mm-hmm.
You ever skinned a possum?
No, I can't say.
You need
that.
To try it sometime.
Not yet. I have coined a fish, though.
Okay, well, good.
Start.
Well, what about the independence of Roswell? Is Roswell really its own place still, you think, in comparison to, you know, this big Atlanta metropolitan area?
Oh, well, I'd like to think it is. I mean, we certainly, our mayor is in the news and from time to time, as it always has been, and Mayor Mabry was in the news. So our politicians have kind of kept us out there, kept the name of Roswell alive in the metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
Roswell has always been a historic town, a village. You know, we have a lot of history here. President Theodore Roosevelt's mother was married here, and so tell you another interesting story. I was a beekeeper for many years. Actually, I worked for the agriculture department one time. I was, and so I used to go around and help people with their bees, and a guy named Charlie, who lived right around the corner from me, was he actually died about 6 weeks before his 102nd birthday. But he was a beekeeper, and I used to go help him with his bees. This was probably in the late 70s, and of course he was in his late 90s at that time. But he was a student at Mercer University in Macon, and when President Theodore Roosevelt made an historic trip to Roswell, kind of a little out of the way stop over in Roswell, because he wanted to see the place where his mother was married. He wanted to see Bullock Hall. So everybody in Roswell got kind of excited about the President of the United States coming to Roswell. And they were going to have a big welcoming ceremony down on the square. They didn't know who could do it, so they thought of Mr. who was a student at Mercer University, and they thought he would be the guy to write a speech. So he sat on the front porch and told me this story, and very clear now hearing him tell it, but he said, so they sent a horse and wagon down to Macon and picked him up. And all the way back from Macon, he wrote this speech. And the Roswell book, I think there's a picture of Mr. and his speech is in that book, but he delivered that speech to President Roosevelt on the square down there in Roswell. And to hear him tell that story was pretty interesting, too. I mean, it's just another connection to the past. But mm-hmm. Roswell got a lot of history. So.
Mm-hmm. Was that
and
something
I think that, I think when the Olympics were here, it really